For those of you who don't know, NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens. They are one-of-a-kind digital contracts located on the blockchain. Vijay, Srikant, how would you describe NFTs to people who think they're just JPEG images that can be copied by anyone?
Yeah.
Because they really look like JPEGs, right? I mean, when you go to OpenSea, they're just pictures and they're not even well designed. So, and they are astronomically, their value is astronomically high. So
there were a few memes where people post the pictures of someone's NFT saying right click and copy to just scare them. But yeah, I'll let Vijay talk about NFTs.
Yeah, so just going into the definition of NFT itself, right? So while images turned out to be popular, NFTs are not necessarily images alone, right? So it could be any media, any asset, text, it could be any digital asset.
Any
form, right? So of course we're now talking about, it could be audio, it could be video, it could be any other things. Now what is NFT really, right? So if you have to compare this with fungible tokens are essentially everything that we usually speak about which are not NFTs. These are essentially Bitcoin or Ethereum or any other token. Fungible essentially means you can exchange one to another and doesn't matter what it is, it still remains the same value, right? 10 rupees note with one serial number versus another, they're both same. That's fungible. Versus non-fungible essentially is unique art. Example, people usually take Mona Lisa's example when you're talking about NFTs, right? So what it essentially says is, you take a photo of Mona Lisa, you really don't own the art itself, right? It's because who owned it, who minted it originally is
Da Vinci. Was that? Because Leonardo Da Vinci.
Sorry about that. So Da Vinci was the one who actually originally minted. That's the reason why original piece is important. And right now in the real world, everybody understands that because of designed Da Vinci, right? Whereas in the digital world, the moment you take a screenshot, you can claim as if it is yours, right? So now NFT essentially gives you a mechanism where there's a record on the blockchain, timestamp saying, hey, here is the real owner. The person actually minted this particular asset.
Okay.
That's all NFT. NFT is just a record inside the blockchain, which actually stores proof of ownership of an asset, nothing else. Now that asset could reside anywhere, it need not necessarily reside on the blockchain.
So to break it down, you're essentially getting bragging rights to that particular asset, right?
Absolutely. Now, like in real world, if you own Mona Lisa, you do get bragging rights, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Vijay. I can display the Mona Lisa behind me on my wall and I can tell people this is Mona Lisa, but I can't do that with NFT, right?
You can, right? So it's a great question, right? So now that is the proof of ownership that we just spoke about. Now whenever you can prove that you actually hold that NFT in your wallet, that's proof of ownership. And not just that, right? So one is proof of ownership, the other one is there are very interesting use cases that can be built around NFTs. For instance, imagine you are a creator and you've created a video which is very interesting and you would want probably to mint it as an NFT and start earning money out of it for whatever reason you believe that's possible. Now as the exchange happens, the ownership transfer happens from one person to another, you could probably, because you're the original minter, you could get 5% transaction fee because you're the creator fee, right? So all of those things are possible only because the entire history of ownership is recorded on the blockchain and I know exactly who the real owner is. I think that's the powerful piece of NFTs, and my guess is NFTs are going to transform the way complete media industry is operating right now with so many intermediaries in between. Very soon, if you look at projects like Audius and others, creators are going to take the biggest piece out of what their the revenue, right? So that's a long-winded answer.
It's huge in the marketing field as well. A lot of content creators are big on NFTs and they're launching their own NFTs. Joe Poluzzi, he's the founder of Content Marketing Institute and he recently launched his own NFT. I was also listening to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher yesterday on Dax Shepard's podcast and they were talking. They're really knowledgeable about NFTs. They're big into cryptos. They own a lot of NFTs. And here's the thing, they're launching an NFT only show. This show will be can be viewed only by people who have their NFTs. They have something called Stoner Cats. And only if you have a bunch of these NFTs, you can view this show. So I think we are still at a very nascent stage when it comes to NFTs. There's huge potential for it, I'm pretty sure. But here's my next question. And Srikanth, you can definitely add to how you would define NFTs. If you can make it simpler for our listeners, that would be great. Vijay has done a great job. But yeah, every time you discuss NFTs, there are more questions that come up, right? For example, I would really like to know why CryptoPunks are so popular on OpenSea. And we don't have time to delve into that aspect of it.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.